The Dry Bean Scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. This week, we are with North Dakota State University Extension plant pathologist Sam Markell. So we hear about cyst nematode in soybeans, but is it a threat in dry beans as well?
Yeah, dry beans are susceptible, but the market classes are a little different. Kidneys are very susceptible, but blacks, they're kind of like a moderately resistant soybean, right? And then pintos and navies are somewhere in the middle. And we've now had some fields here on the Minnesota side of the river where you can see the SCN damage. You can see stunting, you can see canopies that didn't close and significant yield loss, and it's because of SCN.
So where do we go from here as far as education is concerned?
I think really still increasing awareness in some of the counties. There's a lot of growers who are hearing about it for the first time, and they're at risk. I mean, if they get it in their field, they're going to take a yield hit and they won't really know what to do about it.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association.